Well, I've heard some people say that when you cleaned that out, you had to burn it out. Is that right?
You most of the time you burn it out, but some people scraped it down. If you tend to your fire like you ought to, it'll keep itself burnt out pretty well anyhow. But if you neglect it, let alone then build a big fire out of lightwood or some kind in there, it'll get a fire and it'll make an awful fire. You think the whole place gonna burn up, and your chimney like it ought to be, it will burn up.
You said build a fire out of lightwood. What kind of wood is that?
Any kind of old light, chappy stuff. For instance, old mulberry and dry post oak, something of that kind. Little sticks and all that sort of stuff, you know.
Is that the
hackberry and elm. Mm-hmm. Not big elm chunks, but light chunks. Rotten wood, like chaffy stuff.
Is that the kind of wood that you can use to start a fire?
Yeah, you use to start a fire with without any trouble. But if you put too much of it in your chimney, if you get the fire going, you'll have too much fire, the blaze will be going out the top. It'll burn all that soot out, too.
Have you ever heard people call that kind of wood that you use to start a fire anything besides light wood?
Kindling.
Oh, yeah.
Kindling wood.
Same thing.
Kindling wood. Yeah, we always got our kindling wood at night, so we stir up the coals in the morning and put that on it, and it'll light it up. Then it'll catch the other wood apart.
You know, was there usually a place right above the fireplace where you could put pictures or things like that?
Yeah, called a mantel shelf. What I always heard it called.
Most all fireplaces had something like that over it.
Yeah, all the fireplaces I ever saw had a mantel shelf across the front of it. Built in that, set things on. For the days of these electric lights, well, you kept a kerosene oil lamp setting up there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Kerosene oil lamp.
Yeah. Oh, the days of the electric light. And that's where you kept your kerosene oil lamp.
Have you ever heard of people making a temporary lamp? Maybe just taking some, taking a bottle and some kerosene and something for a wick just to use like that?
Yeah, I've seen that. Some of them call it torches and all such stuff as that. I've seen them use grease and a lamp wick, and they get it to burn out of a can, something that kind. You always got to watch that old crap though. First thing you know, it'll get too hot and catch a fire. And you got to throw it out. Struggle with that.
Have you ever heard people call those torches, ever heard them called a flambeau?
What?
A flambeau.
I don't know what I did. I've heard them called torches and all that sort of stuff. I don't believe I've ever heard them called a flambeau. I remember that.
You were talking about a kerosene lamp. Have you ever heard people call kerosene by any other name?
Coal oil.
Coal oil. Same thing.
Yes, same thing.
Well, you know, you were telling me about the sofa and the couch, things like that.
Yeah.
What other things would people have in their living room, you know, things that would be typical to have in a living room or a parlor?
All kinds of chair.
Straight back.
Yeah, straight back. Some of that rocking chair, some of that bow.
What about different things that you would have in a typical bedroom?
Well, hardly no two people had the same thing in the bedroom. They all had a